This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. In the United States, one thing that's always seemed sacrosanct has been local public schools. That's not to say that elected school boards have not been political, but it is to say there has rarely been any fundamental question about whether or not public schools were governed and run locally. Parochial schools were imbued with religious teaching and were private, which distinguished them from public schools. Schools controlled by the state were something foreign to a democracy and local government. State schools were propaganda factories for the commies and their like. These days in the U.S., we have to rethink this whole proposition of local schools and local democracy because there's clearly a conservative project to make local schools mini-me state schools. We could tell this was coming in the foundation-funded and conservative promotion of charter schools. Unable to convince local school boards in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and elsewhere, the state took over the schools through one device or another, deposing the elected board members, changing the administrative leadership, and usually establishing charter schools. These charters were nonprofits with separate unelected governance. In places like New Orleans, gradually over a decade or more, the elected school board has been able to assert some governance, but it's a dance with the nonprofit boards to affect policy. The fight continues on all sides on whether the educational results are better or worse via charters compared to regular public schools, with experts weighing in with contending data. Although that part of the evolution of state schools may be still contentious, the conservative program for state schools is serious and gaining traction. Of course, there's the library book flashpoint where Moms for Liberty and freelancers have tried to scour school libraries for books that might promote racial harmony and diversity on various fronts. Some local boards have fought this invasion, but in other cases, red state legislatures have sided with the culture censors and tried to dictate standards. Some places, like in Texas and Florida, this takes the form of approving or not approving textbooks for classrooms unless they toe the ideological marks of the right. Other times, it's worse. A half dozen states have signed contracts with a nonprofit called Prager University, which is not a university, to distribute and run conservative propaganda in schools. As the Washington Post reports, Prager U produces short videos that push patriotism and conservative views of history, race, sex, and gender, among other topics. Since last year, Florida, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Montana, and Arizona, and now Louisiana, have also announced partnerships with PragerU, under which the nonprofit's lessons become state-sanctioned, optional teaching materials for public schools. PragerU is neither paying nor receiving money from state partners, the nonprofit and state officials said. The company and its supporters hailed the moves as countering what they call left-leaning ideas in education. The half-dozen partner states, said PragerU Chief Executive Marissa Street, are just the beginning. Yes, it's still optional, and yes, local districts can still reject the propaganda, but it is state-sanctioned, and it is undeniably yet another brick in the wall to creating state schools. You can also pretty much count the days until it's also state-funded. In Louisiana, when my son was in high school, he had to take a course on free enterprise, pushing business ideology as old hat in public schools, force-feeding the whole conservative propaganda diet onto local school districts in red states that depend on the state legislatures for part of their funding is a giant leap in the bad direction of creating state schools. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.